You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi guys, this is Teddy Mellencamp and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Popping Off. I was gone last week and I'm here with Emily Simpson, obviously.
I was like, when are you going to say my name? Are we just going to keep going ahead with just Teddy Mellencamp?
Yeah, we're just making this all about me because I was actually going to pay Gina a compliment.
Yes.
Because a lot of people messaged me that they loved Gina recapping with you. They said she was really good. And the fact that she was able to pick it up that quickly. Yeah. And I was like, get it, Gina.
Well, you know what? Gina and I are good together, even though she is very good. And I appreciate the fact that she had to watch two shows. But yeah, she's great. And we do a good job together. So there's a lot of chemistry there.
So what you're saying is we don't have chemistry?
No, we have a lot of chemistry too. It's a lot of chemistry there.
So what you're saying is you have a crush on me.
I have always had a crush on you.
Okay. Now that we've cleared that up, all of our inappropriate conversations, I am on so little sleep. I know you are too. We're not really supposed to probably talk about it, but I've seen everybody posting that you guys were in London. So it's pretty clear that cat's out of the bag.
Well, I'm not going to be the one to confirm or deny. So,
well, I have a question. Were you back in time to see the eclipse? And did you see it?
I saw the eclipse from an airport.
Well, I was here in Los Angeles and I didn't see the eclipse. I saw lots of people staked out like to watch the eclipse. I realized I wasn't aware of the timing of the eclipse, but I did feel like maybe the eclipse affected me because I have not slept in 2 days. Like, and just laying.
You think it's because of the eclipse?
Well, I don't know. It could also be that I'm going through perimenopause. Or that I have to have another removal tomorrow in the hospital. I don't know. It could
be a lot going on.
But you're saying you were not affected at all by the eclipse.
No, I was affected by many other things that I cannot talk about.
Many other factors.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this episode, we are going to recap Vanderpump Rules season 11. Episode 11. Ooh, so exciting. 11-11.
We're getting deep into it.
We have a lot of guests coming up too, like from Vanderpump, which is also exciting. Like we have all the main hitters.
Who wouldn't be a main hitter? Like Anne or Joe? It's not Joe.
It's not. Oh my gosh, Joe. It really. I mean, I think maybe because I watched two episodes back to back because I missed last week when I was on spring break.
Yeah.
Like that much Joe was. And listen, more power to Joe. But then I went back and watched the Katie Maloney Watch What Happens Live, where everybody said, like there was a poll, like, do you think that Shorts and Joe would be a good, like, are in a good thing, like should actually be together?
Yeah.
And they won that poll. Like people think they should.
Well, you know, she's definitely devoted.
Yeah, I
mean, if that's what you're looking for in a relationship is just 100% pure blind devotion, that works.
Would you go to a singles event with somebody that you've had sex with for over a year?
No, but I don't even understand why she thought that was a good idea. Did she think he was not participating?
She thought that they were going to support Sandoval, but I'm like, there's no way you thought that. And also, I've decided that I think the blonde hair was full sabotage.
Oh, the blonde hair was awful. It was awful.
It's
not a good look. I mean, I think Shorts is cute. I think he's endearing. I think he has a way about him that's attractive. But that blonde hair just negated everything I just said.
And then it made me concerned when the other gal at the hair salon had to step in for her. Like, she's like, I think we maybe need to put some toner on. I was like, oh, God. But anyways, before we get into this actual episode, we have some headlines to get through. This first one is from Variety, which it's very different when we get like a Variety headline versus like, you know, Queens of Bravo Instagram. Yeah.
What are you saying?
Bye wig, hello drama, or Christian Snow. Like I'm not discrediting any of the, you know, those type of posts, but Variety's like,
Variety does their background check.
Yeah. Variety's going to give us the real, but they're saying, Faith Stowers, a former Vanderpump Rules cast member, accused NBC Universal on Friday of racist harassment and retaliation, becoming the latest Bravo star to sue over her treatment on a popular reality show. In her lawsuit, she alleges that castmate Lala Kent
brandished.
I don't know what that word is. Thank you for stepping in, because I was like, brandished.
Yeah, I knew I was going to have to step in on that one. It's brandished.
What does that mean?
Like she, like, you know, brand. I don't know else to say except like.
Oh, I love that you're all big talk. Like, I knew I was going to have to step in for that. That I'm like, what's the definition? You're like, you know,
like this, like brandished it, like you know, she waved it around in front of her.
Okay, brandished a knife at her during an argument in season 4, held it to her neck. Whoa. Held it to her neck and threatened to cut a bitch. Stowers alleges that the show's executive producer discouraged her from reporting the knife incident to police. She also alleges that Lisa Vanderpump warned that she would be terminated if she did not find a way to get along with Kent. In the latest lawsuit, Stowers alleges that she was subjected to racial slurs and was mocked for her, well, I'm putting in quotes because this is what it said in the article, nappy hair while appearing on the show. Stowers is represented by Brian Friedman and Mark
Garagos,
the attorneys who worked with former Real Housewives Bethany Frankel to bring the reality reckoning. This does not surprise me. She waited till now because it's the same lawyer. So I think that anybody that has an issue is going to align in this lawsuit with Bethany.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the timing is like we were talking about the timing. It has to do with the fact that this whole article on the reality reckoning came out. It's now a topic. People are talking about it. So timing wise, it makes sense.
And do you think it's on purpose that each person is from a lawyer standpoint, not from like a viewer, but like as I know that this isn't your form of law, but that they're pacing out the different announcements at different times, like of each person. And then how many more people do you think are going to come forward? And like, what's the spacing timeline?
I don't know. I never really thought about that. I mean, that's a good question. And I don't know if that has to do with strategy where you don't want to, like, you know, throw all of your eggs. You don't want to crash them all at once. Like, you want to save your eggs. You want to just like throw one out at a time, I guess. So maybe that there is some strategy with this. So I don't know.
Who knows? I feel like there's going to be more. Sorry, not my kid's school is calling. Why does that always happen? Like, I know what's happening. Cruz is pretending to have a headache and he needs to have water and he doesn't want to go to violin class. I know. Okay,
that's so funny because my phone was just blowing up. It's Annabelle. She got out at 2:05. It is now 2:17 and she has called me 8 times.
Yeah, like
I texted, call your dad. I'm busy.
I seriously want to tell Cruz, like, you don't. And here's the thing. I told him, you can quit violin, but you have to quit yourself. You have to go to the teacher and tell them you don't want to do it anymore.
And he doesn't want to do that.
No, he wants me to do it. And I said, I'm not doing it. I don't mind that you quit. You don't like it. You're over it. You're the one that wanted to sign yourself. You wanted to be signed up for this extracurricular activity. Mm-hmm. And now you want out. Then you have to quit. That's the way it works. That's life. But he doesn't. So every single time it's violin class.
Yeah.
It's the same call. It's the school nurse. And I have to text her. I'm like, if he doesn't want to go to violin, he's welcome to have the conversation. Blah, blah, blah. I guess I just got off on a tangent, but that's kids for us. Like, do they think that we were born yesterday and then we didn't have the same shit?
Of course they do. My kids do the dumbest stuff. Like when you tell them to clean their room and then they just shove everything under the bed. I mean, I'm not dumb. I'm going to look under the bed.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, sorry to go on a rampage, but have you seen you've been gone, so you maybe haven't. But you realize that I'm raising eggs right now, pet eggs.
What eggs of what?
Well, we think it's a duck, but we're not sure.
So you just found random eggs.
Slate, we were at the barn. She found eggs and then she has brought them home because they have like goats and cows and ducks and chicken. Like, it's a whole thing at the barn.
So you stole someone's children.
She stole someone's children. And then now she has put, because our rule is if she's going to be on a group chat with anybody, she has to add me. So now I'm on, I don't know, 5 to 6 group chats with her discussing the eggs, their development. I have to turn on the heat lamp every 2 hours and turn it back off. It's nonstop texting throughout the day. How are the eggs? Are the eggs?
I hope it's snakes.
Listen, I think they're scrambled. I really think last night she poached them. I woke up, one of the eggs was so hot this morning. I was like, shit, it's you can't make this shit up. Anyways, back to business. Jack Taylor claims Vanderpump Rules is scripted. Page 6 article here. Former Vanderpump Rules star Jax Taylor claimed that the hit Bravo show is now scripted despite being completely organic in its early seasons. TikToker Kate Riccio caught the reality TV star ranting at his bar about how the Pump Rules cast doesn't even hang out with each other in real life. Show me a scripted show and I'll show you fucking Vanderpump Rules, Jack said to a crowd at Jax's Studio City in a video obtained by Page 6. Scripted. Scripted. I've been on this show for 9 fucking years. This is scripted, he continued. I'll be on it next. And I'll tell you what, it was scripted, he continued, claiming that it didn't used to be that way. Don't get me wrong. When we started, it was awesome, he clarified. Seasons 1 through 6 were organic. It was real. However, once everyone got rich and famous, they drifted apart and their relationships became fake, according to Jax. Nobody shows up with Chanel earrings at the beach, he joked.
He sounds like someone who might have gotten fired.
He does, but like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
But you agree with him?
No, I just agree that at this point, the Valley is better than Vanderpump Rules.
Well, I think the valley is better because it makes more sense. These are actual adults with children who all live next to each other and they're coexisting and their friends and their husbands are involved, as opposed to trying to make a show work that revolved around people that were in their 20s working at a bar and still having them hang out together.
At 40, when they all own their own bars and
homes and right.
Like it just haven't really other. I mean, now they're trying to bring in the kid. I'm not hating Vanderpump Rules. I'm just saying, like, yes. Now, after watching Vanderpump Villa and The Valley, I see what Jax is saying, but I also think, like, Jax, be a little bit. I do know that it's the same production company for The Valley and Vanderpump Rules.
Like, you mean you would? You mean you want Jax to have a little class, maybe some manners,
just a titch, just a touch,
or maybe he should have people like leave their cell phones at the door when they come to his bar.
Yeah, but also maybe you should have formally invited us so we could have taken like video footage of this happening, and it's not just a rumored thing that he said. Yeah,
we could get much better video.
We could.
We'd be like, excuse me, I'm sorry. What did you say?
And by scripted, who do you think is the most scripted? And do you think you were the star of the show? Because that also leads to more questions that I have once we get started.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, ex of Vanderpump Villa's Eric Bunderwhite claims he abused her in a Sun article. Before he was hired as the chateau manager at the Vanderpump Rules Stars French countryside estate, Eric was in a 5-year relationship with his ex, who made allegations of abuse and assault. On November 13th, 2020, Eric's ex filed a request for a temporary restraining order against him after claiming she suffered years of abuse, which she detailed in court documents exclusively obtained by The Sun. The alleged abuse is believed to have begun as far back as 2018 when the woman whose identity the U.S. Sun has chosen to protect claims Eric, quote, grabbed her by the neck outside of their car because she didn't want to drive. In December 2019, he accused her of, quote, attacking him with a pillow, end quote. I'm sorry. Would you like to comment on that?
Listen, I'm going to attack you with a pillow and I want you to.
Yeah.
What? What is that? Like you're like a pillow fight or like.
Like a smothering situation?
If it was reversed.
Yeah.
I would have a different reaction to this, but him accusing her of attacking him with the pillow, like he seems like a pretty tall, stout gentleman.
Yes.
By gentleman, I mean, not a gentleman, but a dude.
A man.
Pretending to be.
It says he accused her of attacking him with a pillow before he started to strangle her.
That's also another question. If somebody throws a pillow at you, I don't think that gives you the right to then strangle them.
No, it's not like the violence has to be proportionate.
Yeah, it has to be like it's one thing if like when we saw from Selling Beverly Hills.
I don't watch those. Which one?
Whatever. I'm sure you saw that the husband who threw the glass, Selling Sunset, threw the glass at the wife and it hit the son. Like that's different. But to hit with the pillow, when a girl hits with the pillow and then your response is to strangle. No, no, sir. No, Eric.
The next day, she checked herself into the hospital because her neck was hurting. When she explained to the hospital staff what had happened, they wanted to involve the police, but she said she was scared because Eric previously threatened to kill me. Photos included in the court documents from March 3rd, 2020 show Eric's ex with a swollen black eye, red marks on the side of her face, and bruises on her backside. Okay, here's my question. I don't understand. I believe they do background checks before they bring people on reality TV.
That's what I thought too, but maybe because, I mean, she didn't go forward with it. I don't know.
But there's all these court documents that the U.S. Sun found. It says detailed court documents exclusively obtained by the U.S. Sun. Like, I don't know. Someone did not do a good job vetting.
Or, I mean, I feel like at this point, Lisa Vanderpump has done an excellent job at finding the world's biggest assholes to be on television.
Yeah, but what a huge liability. You're really going to hire someone with a violent past and put them in a chateau with women? If you're on notice of that, that's a legal issue. That's a problem.
Yeah, I really not many people on that cast are very likable. And Eric Bunderwhite is at the bottom of the list.
That sounds like a cartoon name.
Well, also like I'm surprised he didn't change it. Like clearly he's an aspiring actor. Like why wouldn't you change your name?
Why wouldn't you at least change it to Thunder White?
Yeah, well, or just Thunder, Eric Thunder.
Yeah.
But Thunder White, it sounds like you have a lisp. Thunder White.
It's very rainy and thundering outside.
The thunder is really making it hard for me to sleep.
There's a lot of thunder today. Instagram user at Steph with the deep I didn't know if that was Dad Eats or just the deep.
I wish it was Dad Eats. I'm so hungry right now. Doing the pod at 2 is not the best time.
Reviews Rachel Levis's podcast episode regarding Katie Maloney and Dana Cathan. Rachel appeared at the iHeartRadio Music Awards.
Did you get invited?
No, I don't understand. Hello, where was our invite?
It was weird. Like, I missed it. I was like checking. I wanted to be the best or the worst dressed. I was open to either. But
you would most likely get worse dressed, just given your past history, just in life in general.
What do you mean? I'm going to win a poll one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Worse dressed.
I just spit up my poppy.
Yeah. Sorry about your poppy. She made the best dress list while Katie and Dana were named among the worst dressed at the award show. Rachel encouraged Joe to post the best dress and worst dress pictures to her Instagram story, which Rachel then reposted. She admits these actions were petty. Rachel claims she reached out to Katie and Dana to apologize to them personally. On her podcast, she talks about wanting to empower women, not tear them down. Steph says this is ironic considering her ongoing lawsuit against Ariana Maddox. She also continues to place blame on others for Scandoval.
Why can't Rachel either just completely keep her mouth shut or just admit that she is petty?
Or just not apologize for being petty. Just be petty and own it. I hate when people act a certain way and then they apologize later.
Yeah, like, I love to just double down.
Yeah.
I'm going to double down on my bad behavior.
If it's something petty that's not actually hurting someone, why not just let your pettiness be out there publicly and just go with it?
Like, at that point, I wonder, are you just trying to get press to say, like, oh, I made a mistake on what I was saying and I want to go back? I still remember it, and it happened like 7 years ago when Us Weekly posted a picture of me and Brooke Burke in the same outfit. And then Brooke Burke put it on her Instagram that she won better dressed in this. Yeah. Who wore it better?
Yeah.
And then she got like raked through the coals. Like, that is so rude. Like, clearly you're going to look better in them than Chetty.
Brooke could have had a potato sack on and she would have won.
Listen, I could be, and it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. Brooke wins.
Right.
But I don't know. I didn't think Rachel's outfit was that special. It was a black dress.
Yeah, I don't. What did Joe have on? Was Joe there?
Joe? No, I don't think Joe was there. Joe and Rachel clearly just still talk because they had, you know, those ongoing.
Okay,
Rachel got Joe to post it.
Yeah. So Joe, it's not actually a photo of Joe. It's just Joe posting that Rachel was best dressed and Katie was worst dressed.
Correct.
So Joe's being shady on Rachel's behalf,
which I think is true to course on what their entire relationship has been, which I also want to be like, Rachel, why are you still talking to Joe? If you want completely away from this group of people, Joe has recently done a post that she is still in love with shorts. So why are you still friends with her?
Exactly. Because she can manipulate her.
Yeah.
Joe's easily manipulated.
The fact that Rachel can manipulate Joe is... Well, speaking of interesting characters, Kristen reveals on her podcast she almost ruined Tom Sandoval and Ariana's first trip together. Before I even get into this headline or this clip from Kristen's new podcast, have you ever had a ex-boyfriend or your Shane's or anyone's like login information, and have you ever checked?
No, never. I don't even know Shane's password right now currently after 15 years of marriage and 3 children.
Even his cell phone, like the numbers?
I could not get into, I've never been able to get into his cell phone, but he knows mine.
Hold. You don't know.
No, I have never known. I've never known the password to his phone. I mean, if I really wanted to make it a thing, I would be like, you have to tell me now. I need to know, but I don't really care. I mean, we're talking about Shane Simpson. Like, he won the lottery with me. He's not out there doing anything wrong. So
I just like to always have my finger on the pulse. Like, I want to know every code. I don't know. But either way, Kristen went on like she was still living with Sandoval when the relationship was, you know, full-fledged with Ariana. She went on and she kept saying in this clip that she deleted the Mac, the iPad, because the iPad was solely for porn. So she only kept the MacBook Pro or whatever. Oh,
wait,
it made.
Wait, I didn't see that. So the I'm sorry. This is new. the iPad was only for porn.
Yeah, she's but like
the very sticky iPad is very sticky.
Yeah, so the iPad, she deleted that knowledge because that was of no, she didn't care about the porn, but she did want access, I guess, to his emails. She logged on to his email account. She knew his password. She found out that he had booked this trip and with Ariana, like, I guess right after New Year's. So she called her mom and said, like, Mom, what do I do? I'm so upset. He's already booked this trip with Ariana. And her mom was like, well, one, Kristen, like, you're already broken up. You're supposed to be moving out January 1st. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to get him, you should call and cancel the hot balloon reservation. And then with pride, she goes, but I didn't.
I feel like she should have, though. And I like that. I like that it was her mom's idea, too.
I also want to know who wants to go on a hot balloon date, because I don't.
Not me. Didn't some people just die recently in a hot balloon disaster?
Also, the people that do like trampoline jumping on a hot balloon, and I'm like, where's your parachute? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? I don't want to go on that date. I don't. Not interested. Not with Sandoval. Not with anyone. But yeah, Kristen said she had growth, but we're seeing that growth and we'll recap it when we get to our next podcast and talk about the Valley.
Are we on to the gender reveal?
On to the gender reveal.
I have to say, I was actually proud of Lala that this gender reveal wasn't like cannons in the backyard, like shooting colors through the air. It was like, it was literally a cake. Like, I have to give her credit for just doing like a normal gender reveal.
It was on Amazon Live.
I don't care. That's fine. It's fine. I don't care if it's on Amazon Live. I'm just so glad that it wasn't like a helicopter shooting pink like firecrackers out of the side of it.
Not the part that offends you would be if she would have like had somebody poke a balloon and it go,
yes, that's not that she's shit. No, I don't care, girl. Make your money. But I love that you made money just by baking a cake. She wasn't going to spend any of her own damn money. Like, she's getting all the proceeds.
I mean, granted, I we all do things for money. I remember having to wait to post Dove's birth because people had the first option for the photo. And I had to be like, oh, hold on, I'll wait to post because I already made it. But I didn't make any money for that. It was just like, I don't think so. Shit, I don't know. But either way, how do you feel about gender reveals in general? And did you think she was going to have a girl or a boy?
You know, I didn't really think about it. But I mean, I'm glad she's having a girl. Now she has two girls. I think that's super cute and super sweet. I don't know. I don't really understand the whole gender reveal thing. I've never done one because I did in vitro for all my children.
I did one for Dove. And the disappointment in Edwin and Cruz's face when they realized that Dove was going to be a girl was palpable.
But how did you do it? Were you obnoxious? Were you one of those obnoxious people with like pink sparklers?
Of course, I filmed it.
Okay, but besides filming it, what did
I know? But that's already obnoxious. I filmed it, and it wasn't even aired.
Yeah, they were like, "That shit's boring. Cut."
But no, I think we had two balloons, and then we let like all the kids pop them, and then the color went out, and Cruz and Edwin were like,
"Are they crying?"
But. It is a girl. Congratulations, Lala. But now I think we need to start guessing the name. She has one daughter named Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the new daughter is going to be with an S, we know. Mm-hmm. Do you think the other daughter's name is going to be Salty?
Seaweed. Steel.
It has to be something with the ocean. It has to be.
That's why I said seaweed.
I know. Seaweed, Salty. Steel, what does steel have to do with the ocean?
Not steel, seal. Like,
I thought you said steel, like no, S-T-E. Seal. Okay, seal, that's true. Seals, I mean, there's already one seal. I don't know that you want to. Oh, it could be swim.
Swim? Like an action word?
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be an adjective or a noun?
A noun. How about shell?
It could be submerge.
Seashell.
Seashell. And then you call her Shelly.
Shelly. Seashell.
Shit. I should have just asked Lala. Anyways. Then we get on to Zach Wickham, who was on the Vile Files. Zach is also from the Valley. He's the guy that looks like he has on a toupee at all times.
He has a two head.
Like I have a seven head, and he has like maybe like a one little baby pinky head.
Yeah.
He doesn't really give us. I was hoping we were going to get some good information. But he just told us it was like a Watch What Happens Live episode where it's like, you got to keep watching, Zach. No.
Yeah.
Spill the tea. If you're going to go on the pod, give us one little juicy snack. You didn't. This part I thought was interesting. Remember when Scandoval first happened and Tom's first interview was with Howie Mandel?
Yes.
And he's talking about how he's, you know, and then throughout the beginning of the season, how he's saving himself for Rachel. He's getting, you know, he's not drinking because Rachel can't drink while she's in therapy and treatment. Mm-hmm. But on this recent episode of Howie Mandel Does Stuff, Howie has his son's friend, Olivia Sloan, on, who claims she met Sandoval out and hung out with him a few times for a month. After Scandoval happened, while this was happening. So I'm like, this all makes sense now. This is why he chose Howie Mandel, who knew nothing about the situation.
Wait, because he was banging Howie Mandel's daughter?
Well, it's not the daughter. It's the
Who is it?
It's Howie's son's friend.
Oh, okay.
And then she kind of looked like one of the girls that was in the pool at the beach at the pool party. And I was like, and then I had to Google, but it's not her.
Oh, so she had no personality and nothing to say. Does she just look offended in every shot?
But Howie says while Rachel was in lockdown, Olivia and Sandoval were locking it up. Sandoval, this is just a PSA to you. You chose the wrong person to do your first interview with, clearly, because now not only was that interview terrible, but now it's coming back to haunt you forever because Olivia was not holding back on the information.
Yeah, he didn't have her sign an NDA.
No, I don't think. And it wasn't on top of that.
He just needs to have one in his pocket at all times.
Did you see that on Watch What Happens Live? Andy was like, we love Anne, justice for Anne. You can come bartend whenever you want. Coming to bartend is like the ultimate like shade, though, I think.
Well, it's like the ultimate. It's like a climax with the biggest letdown ever. It's like, I'm going to be on Watch What Happens Live. And then it's like, oh, but you don't get to talk or the camera will show you at all. It's like you're not even really there.
And you're not actually even serving drinks. So,
you're just standing at a bar hoping that maybe someone turns around and acknowledges that you exist. Maybe.
You're going to have a 20-second time frame to plug whatever it is, your pizza, your workout regime, whatever it may be. And then they're going to keep it moving and pan to you a couple times awkwardly laughing. So that's what it is. I did a tough Mudder Run this weekend, and guys, up until the day I did it, I thought about backing out. But you know why I didn't? Accountability. Because I had others from my All In by Teddy community pushing me, supporting me, and ultimately completing the race with me. That is the power of what All In can do, and what I know we can do for you. So if you're stuck, if you are afraid, if you don't know how to get your health and wellness on a path forward, we can help. And if you use code POPPINGOFF, POPPINGOFF, I am giving you $50 off any program. So whether it's strength training or weight loss, head to allinbyteddy.com and use code POPPINGOFF and let's get you and your goals in check.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Now we're into the episode. It's part two of Beach Day, which I hate beach days like this. I don't I don't like going to that beach for the way that they even have to walk down that. Like in Orange County, it's a very different beach experience. You just walk onto the beach and then you see the water.
Yeah.
In Malibu or Santa Monica, you have to walk like 750 steps like before you even get anywhere near the water that you would never even go in the water there anyway, because it's right. So polluted.
But you have to get near it. So it looks like you're actually on a beach.
And not just in a sandbox.
A large sandbox.
But it's, we're back to talking about Ariana refusing to be near Sandoval anymore. So Shorts takes him to a bar so he can have a breather.
I love Shorts. He tries so hard. It's like he's clueless about, like he's always confused that things like this are going to happen.
And then people aren't going to respond well to it.
Yeah. And then he tries to remedy it every time.
But I also, I don't know that I necessarily 100% believe that Tom is out buying the paper towels, the batteries, and doing all these things. But yet, Anne is picking up his like personal messes and
washing his car.
Yeah, like washing everything. Like, really, Tom? And in your opinion, is mm-hmm. buying home necessities like a big deal? Like, for me, I don't even go to the grocery store. I just go on Amazon.
Oh, like Amazon Fresh?
No, I'm talking about for batteries or paper towels.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have an Amazon account. So
what?
I know. I know. Life is so difficult for me. I don't know my husband's password to his phone and I don't have an Amazon account.
I'm sorry. I'm offended by this information.
I know.
How do you live? Where do you buy things?
Well, anytime I find something on Amazon that I would like to buy, I have to text the link to Shane and ask him to buy it for me.
I would end up divorced because my amount of late night shopping on Amazon for useless things that will never work or are unnecessary for my life.
I know. But, well, my Amazon account got all messed up and I've never been able to fix it. And so I just gave up.
I can help you with this. I can help you. I will fix this problem for you.
Because I know, right? And I don't have Instacart either because I had so many people try to hack into it that I had to delete it.
I don't like Instacart. I don't like somebody grocery shopping like I don't like a stranger grocery shopping.
Right.
Because then they're like left to their own devices.
You don't like the fresh fruit and veggies they pick out?
No. Mm-mm. And then it comes and mistakes happen. Like I'll say like, I want a banana and then like they'll bring one banana. And I'm like, no,
I've done that too, where I thought I ordered three bananas, but instead I got 3 pounds of bananas.
Then we get into Shino wants to set Schwartz up with her former nanny, Tori.
Yeah.
We get a flashback to 6 days ago when Tori confronts Schwartz, telling him she thinks he's hot. But Katie told Sheena she wants to date Tori. Is this an audition tape that Tori is submitting to be on this show? Because I don't believe that she's into either of them.
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, it's awfully convenient that this girl shows up and then two people are interested in her at the same time. It's very suspect.
But the entire group, of course, then heads to the same beach bar, which means like they already had, you know, the permit signed and everything like this. They knew they weren't going to last long with the boogie. Are you yawning?
Yeah, sorry.
Don't.
Long
what
flight.
What does Dorit always say? are you yawning? Then the group heads to the same bar. Sandoval approaches the group of random girls, buying them a shot. Tori walks up to Schwartz and he jokingly calls her his girlfriend. Tori is very upfront with that she thinks he's hot and she wants him to ask her on a real date. And then Katie fully cock blocks the situation and is like, one, that's not champagne. It's sparkling wine. And I don't know. I just felt like Tori wanting to date both of them felt pretty convenient.
For her.
For her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you think she's into either of them?
I think
she wanted to babysit Summer Moon. Like, I don't think she wanted to do any of those things.
Oh, she definitely didn't want to babysit. She was like, wait, why am I here again? What am I doing? I think that she wants to be on TV and however she can make that work, whether it's the nanny or dating Katie or sleeping with Schwartz. She's a willing participant in whatever avenue works for her.
Okay, so she's ready. She's down. Ariana is not down. She acknowledges the anger she has towards Sandoval isn't healthy. I feel like this season, it's the first time we've seen her break down in an emotional, like crying type way, right?
Yeah, such intense anger where he can't even walk by and she's like, like he's like trying to sneak past her and she attacks him.
Yeah, and I did appreciate that we saw like
a more vulnerable side.
Yes, like I created this whole life for him, and I realized for us, and this was mm-hmm. supposed to be my dream. Like that part, I 1,000,000% like I get. And then this is the problem. I also see Lala's side that I just saw when she was on a podcast and she's saying, if this person triggers you to this point and makes you so unhappy and so miserable, how did you have a boyfriend 10 days later? And why would you choose to still live with this person if you like just get out? So I, for the first time, I saw both sides. Normally I just see Lala's, but this time I saw both.
Yeah, I did too. And I think her reason for staying in the house is she's so committed or connected to that home. Like even talking with the interior designer and going over the receipts and talking about every person, piece of furniture, like she clearly just can't walk away from it. I think it's like, at this point, it's about winning. She's in a very winning, I need to win kind of attitude.
Yeah. Like if I think the biggest issue is if Tom for 1 second were to say to Ariana, I loved you so much and things went askew and my love went away. And instead of ending it, I did the worst possible thing I could have done to you and I betrayed you and I'm so sorry. I do think we would have a different, I think she would have moved through this in a different way.
Yeah, probably. Could you write that down and send it to him? Maybe journal it.
Oh, I could journal it and then cry about it in my closet.
Yeah, because I feel like those words were excellent choice.
Thank you.
And that you should share those with him. Because
I'm not sure he's going to take my advice.
I felt moved. I felt very moved. I forgave you.
You forgave me for cheating on you.
Yes. In that moment, I forgave you.
Thanks. But clearly this isn't happening. And then we have to see lots of awkward makeouts this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots. Between Katie telling Tori that she's had sex with a girl. This is all fine. But then when they start kissing at the bar and Schwartz is still there and we've already seen Tori ask Schwartz out on a date, this to me didn't feel like the most organic kiss.
No, it didn't seem genuine.
It didn't seem filled with passion.
Yeah. Well, is Katie doing it to get back at Schwartz? Because did she just see them like flirting with each other at the bar?
I think that Katie is very, and we're going to have her on the pod so we can ask her, but every time I have hung out with Katie, mm-hmm. her like demeanor is very chill. Like she's just chill and people mm-hmm. want to be around her. I know that that's not necessarily what we are seeing on the show, yeah. but like we both worked like, I think it was a Patron event and like there were hot guys like going for her. Like hot. And she was just like laid back. She didn't seem obsessed. Like she didn't seem like flattered, but it was just like, she was cool. And I think if we go back in history, we see that Katie has repeatedly been dicked over by people. And that's why she has such large reactions. Cause she's like, you're gaslighting me.
But what do you think about the fact that she had sex with his best friend Max and now she's making out with the girl that just asked him out? Like, do you think she's doing these things simultaneously just to get back at him? Or she,
I don't know if it's to get back at him because she's kind of laughing about it. Like it doesn't even seem malicious. Like the conversation where they are talking about Max and then also when they're talking about Tori, they're flirting.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe
it's like healthy competition.
Do you think that we're going to see a threesome before the end of this season between the three of them?
I mean, we might.
Joe's going to be really bummed.
Well, Joe's already bummed.
Well, Lala and Joe get lunch at the hot dog stand, which did you see where the hot dog was poking out of the side and it looked like a full dinger?
Yeah. Yeah. Where is that? I want to go there now.
Oh, it's on La Cienega. But like the angle, I was like, oh my gosh. But in her confessional, Jo says she wants to be welcome into the group if she's going to be in Short's life forever. And Lala is the ticket to that. I was like, Jo, that wasn't a great thing to say.
I didn't really understand that. She's giving Lala a lot of power. Does that mean Lala's like the gatekeeper and no one can get into the group unless Lala approves them?
I know. This is the second time we've heard this. If you don't get along with Lala, you're out.
Yeah.
But My guess is Lala is the only one that will pretty much do whatever she has to do to make a good show. And so they know, are you putting a dog? Are you all right?
Yeah, my dog is. Yeah. My dog has not seen me for 6 days. He needs, come here. Come hop up here so people can see that I have a dog and I'm not rubbing like an infection or something.
I was like, what is happening here?
He's very lonely. He has not seen me for 6 days and he needs some mom time.
I was like, something's going on.
It's not an infection. It's just a dog I'm rubbing in my lap.
Okay, good. But there is something about Lala meeting Joe at a hot dog stand that feels so ridiculous yet so right. And I appreciated it more than I appreciated James, Allie, Cootie, and Ariana at Topgolf.
I did like the hot dog stand. But, you know, my question is, she says she's going to be in shorts life forever. Like, that is a very bold statement. Does that mean in his life forever as marriage? Like, that's her intent, or just that they would be best friends forever?
Well, my guess is during COVID, those two really, like, they did everything together. So I think that Joe... But
because he had no other choice.
Right. I know. I think that's the point. Like that, he became her everything. And maybe at that point in time, she became his everything. So those feelings got a little bit wrapped up and then things got a little askew. I did like when Lala and Sheena went to the sperm bank and Lala talks about how she's currently part of a broken family and she wants to make sure that can't happen again. And I just think that she said a lot of things that will resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand her choice. I mean, she just, I can't imagine the sharing custody type of situation. I mean, I know Shane struggled with it for years. Clearly, I don't know what that's like because we have three children together, but we're together. So I know how difficult that can be to have to deal with an ex and have to do custody and trying to figure things out. And especially when someone's not flexible, I can't imagine what it's like to have a child that you just want to go somewhere with or take somewhere or go on vacation and you have to ask someone else's permission. And you have to work with their schedule. And I know,
especially if you have no it was a very toxic breakup, not just like, okay, we're no longer compatible. We're breaking up, like, right. And then having to, so I get it. But then of course they bring up Ariana again. Then we have the hair scene, which I don't know that we need to bring up anymore. It was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
I don't think there's any way. I've never seen somebody put bleach on somebody's head and not use gloves.
Did she just have her hands in there? She's just getting in there.
I was like, hold on. I'm confused.
Hold on.
Yeah. But what'd you think about Katie being pissed that Lala went out to lunch with Joe?
I think Katie, I think he has to get over the whole, she clearly has hatred for Joe. I mean, Joe is definitely unique and she's quirky, but I don't think she deserves hatred from them.
I don't think that Joe appears to be on drugs. I do wish she would stop doing this every time she got nervous.
She is, I just like to say, quirky. She's a little quirky. I don't think she has a malicious bone in her body. I think she's just...
Oh, really? You don't think she has a malicious bone in her body? You don't think she did Short's hair that color out of spite?
No, I think she thinks it looks good. I think she thinks she did a great job.
There is no way. Even at singles night, I feel like she looked at it and she was like, shit. Like, she wouldn't leave it alone and it like wouldn't lay right.
Okay, wait. Like, did she know he was going on singles night before or after she did his hair?
Oh, they remember she was she was doing his hair and he told her about singles night.
Okay, then there we go. She sabotaged him.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I get it now.
Yeah, she wanted to scrum over. And then she goes, I want to go. And then they wore the singles bands. And then
Why did he say okay, though? He has to have some balls. He has to, if he wants boundaries with her, he has to draw some boundaries.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I don't really think there's anything to point out about paintball other than why did the girls come if they weren't going to play?
I don't know. Have you ever played paintball? That's my question.
I have played paintball. I don't need to play it again. I mean, I would if my kids wanted to go. But none of us like that feeling of that little, it hurts.
You don't, you don't like being shot in the face at like full throttle.
With a little thing that stings and then leaves a welt. And, we don't even have specialized outfits for it. So, I mean.
You don't have a paintball outfit.
I don't. And then we get to Joe at Short's house when he gets home. And they're essentially they break up. We realize at this point they've been hooking up this whole time. Do you agree?
Well, allegedly. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I can't imagine that she made it up. I mean, and now I understand why she gets so upset. she gets upset because she probably just had sex with the guy the night before and now he's like speed dating or dating.
Like, yeah, and making out with the other. By the way, I think that chick that he made out with at the speed dating place would be good television.
That and, girl? Oh, she was a lot. Yeah.
She was a lot.
She was a lot.
But what about how she said, like, we say I love you to each other. And then you can tell he's like in a panic state. And he's like, I mean, we may have even said I love you. I'm like, you don't even may. You didn't maybe say it. You either said it or you didn't.
Right. Well, they're clearly on two different pages. I actually felt badly for her when she was crying. I don't think he's the kind of guy that would purposefully use someone. But because she's so nice and she's so into him, he's just allowing her to be used because they have sex. He tells her that he loves her, but then he goes out on dates with other people. And he's not recognizing that this is mentally damaging to her.
But I also envision like what the call would be that Joe made to her dad. Like, hey, dad, you know, the 40-year-old guy that I've been sleeping with in the dirty apartment that's on a TV show that was just married and I was friends with the wife. He told me he didn't want to be with me anymore on camera. And like, then I had these braids in my hair and then this other girl made me feel bad about it. Like, what did the conversation, what was it going to be?
To her dad?
Yes. Remember when she starts crying, she goes, as she's
going to go talk to my dad.
I'm going to go call my dad.
No, she's going to say that we have sex and he says, I love you. And I made his hair very pretty. And then he went on a date with someone else.
Not only did he go on a speed date with somebody else, he gave that person his hat. And she was very concerned that it was going to be his last one. You don't have more. And then he said, I have hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of them in storage. I was like, you have a storage unit and yet your apartment looks like that?
Is a no storage good. Unit of hats.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's going to get juicy, I think, next week. Let's hope, because at this point, I'm more excited to talk about the Valley than I was this episode of Vanderpump Rules. So we are going to close out for today, but we will be back to talk about the Valley and then Vanderpump Villa.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thanks.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.